2019 was a dynamic year for change and development. Can't believe it is almost 2020. I'm John Maynard, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. The national economy is strong, and the state of Missouri is set to welcome in the medical marijuana business. We are living through an impeachment process as the federal government has had an interesting year. So, let's look locally. Many local companies either added or are adding jobs as we wrap up 2019. Several areas of both Cape and Jackson are seeing significant retail activity. The healthcare sector continues to thrive with the announcement of both a new psychiatric facility and a new Veterans Administration clinic. Area hotel and restaurant numbers are growing, and new establishments are popping up. We did lose a few businesses, as always, but the overall picture continues to be strong. Let's take a minute and recognize some of 2019's new additions and accomplishments. Welcome, Krispy Kreme, Laughing Gas Comedy, Dogwood Social House, the Cape Catfish, Top of the Mark, Mary Jane Bourbon Plus Smokehouse, and Dana's Hallmark Store. Both the Semo Port and the Marquette Tech District received national recognition and grants to support their missions. The Cape Girardeau Regional Airport achieved 10,000 boardings. KRCU is expanding into the Poplar Bluff area. Employment is at an all-time high, and there is real excitement in the air. We are excited about 2020 and cannot wait to share successes and challenges weekly right here on KRCU. I'm John Maynard. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.